American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. North Korea is expanding its nuclear arsenal. Greg Palcott reports from London.
North Korea, for the first time Friday, posted images of leader Kim Jong-un looking at centrifuges that produce fuel for its nuclear bombs. Kim visited a uranium enrichment facility and called for more weapons-grade material to boost its atomic arsenal. Kim said the country's nuclear weapons are vital for confronting threats from the United States and its allies. This comes at a time when the U.S. is concerned not only about the banned nuclear program of North Korea, but shipments of missiles from North Korea to Russia for use against Ukraine, as well as Russian assistance for the North's strategic programs. In London, Greg Malcott, Fox News.
After a legal fight, the Nebraska Supreme Court says two competing ballot measures addressing abortion can appear on this November's state ballot. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Two citizens opposed to abortion tried to argue that the measure that expanded abortion rights violated a state law that says ballot measures have to stick to a single issue. This measure would allow for abortion up until the point of viability or after that if it's needed to protect the health of the mother. They argued that addresses more than one issue, but the state Supreme Court disagreed and it will be allowed on the ballot, along with a measure that would limit abortion to 12 weeks, with exceptions for rape, incest, or to preserve the life of the mother. While Nebraska is a red state, no state, including fellow GOP-leaning states like Ohio and Kansas, has passed a more restrictive abortion law since Roe was overturned over 2 years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kamala Harris was in North Carolina yesterday making more false statements.
Some of the top economists in our country and in the world have reviewed these plans. Goldman Sachs, for example, has said that my plan would grow our economy and his plan would shrink the economy, that his plan would reignite inflation and send us into a recession by the middle of next year.
But the CEO of Goldman Sachs, David Solomon, says that's not true.
I think a lot more has been made of this than should be. What the report did is it looked at a handful of policy issues that have been put out by both sides, and it tried to model their impact on GDP growth. And the reason I say a bigger deal's been made of it is what it showed is the difference between the sets of policies that they put forward was about 0.2%.
Kirk Cameron is partnering up with Trail Life USA in its mission to call men and families to action. Bronson Woodruff has more.
That action has to do with raising the next generation of boys. Trail Life USA is a Christian scouting organization. You can think of it as an alternate version of the Boy Scouts. Mark Hancock is CEO of Trail Life USA.
You know, we've run into Kirk a lot out in the field. We speak a lot of the same conventions and share a lot of the same values. And we've talked about how it is that we can work together to make a difference in the next generation. Of course, he's been doing his American Campfire Revival for a while. We paired up with Kirk to support him in his American Campfire Revival efforts.
He said, in effect, that Trail Life USA and Cameron both carry the same torch.
You know, restoring some of the biblical values that our country is known for.
Hancock said Trail Life USA is in all 50 states. He said his team is convicted about how it is that boys have been served over the last number of decades.
To where now boys are, you know, they're largely unguided. They're 1 in 4 without a father in the household. They're ungrounded. You know, 58% of Americans no longer believe the Bible is the foundation for truth. And that these boys are wondering about the ground they stand on.
Hancock also pointed out that boys are largely uninspired in our culture today.
We've taken away risk and competition and those sorts of things that drive boys. And so we're restoring those things through the efforts of Trail Life USA and working together with Kirk Cameron to talk about these ideals for how it is that you get good and godly men.
Hancock invites you to take part in the American Campfire Revival and to check and see if you have a Trail Life USA troop near you. If not, he says you can start one. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
U.S. stocks are rising closer to their records as they close out their fourth winning week in the last five. The S&P 500 up 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 295 points, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.